Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jim Butcher. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Bowman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Bowman. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Busch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. And now, play ball. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher hits a line drive towards the mound. Black reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field. Rosenthal picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rosenthal. Metkovich moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella who is chasing the ball. Wagner reaches third base with a triple. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball four. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. Wagner scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Butcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estolella. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metkovich. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Metkovich steals third. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black fires to first and picks off Johnson. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Bobby Estolella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estolella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Estolella hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Garbark now catching. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estolella. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner moves to third. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Finney moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to home to get Finney. Lake moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Butcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lake scores. Bowman moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Joe Barry now pitching. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metkovich for the out. Bowman moves to third. Butcher moves to second. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowman scores. Butcher scores. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wagner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wagner. Kell moves to third. Hal Epps pinch hits for Joe Barry. Charlie Metro pinch hits for Hal Epps. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Larry Rosenthal now playing left field. Dick Siebert now playing right field. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Wagner strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rosenthal hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bowman hits a pop-up towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Butcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metkovich for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Burns now playing third base. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Garbark and he is safe. Fox steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Wagner is hit by the pitch. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. the Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Butcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Bowman for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Estilella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosenthal moves to second. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0-for-1 in the game. Garbark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. Estilella moves to second. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Estilella scores. Garbark moves to third. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Clem Houseman now pitching. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garbark scores. Siebert moves to third. One out. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Burns moves to second. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Ford Garrison pinch hits for Carl Scheib. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison strikes out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-4 in the game. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobo Newsom now pitching. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Metkovich moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-4 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metkovich scores. 2 outs. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Wagner is hit by the pitch. Tom McBride pinch runs for Hal Wagner. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Partee now catching. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Estilella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosenthal moves to second. Bob Garbarek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbarek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garbarek hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosenthal moves to third. 1 out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.